It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
This has really pissed me off. Sorry, I like grudges. I like grudges. After years of feuding, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift may have declared peace through a cryptic cookie message yesterday. Katy posted a picture of a plate of cookies with the words "peace at last" written in frosting on the plate, and the caption, "feels good, Taylor Swift, let's be friends." Swifties love a good clue, so they automatically assumed that this meant Perry and Swift were friends again. Some fans even started making suggestions that a possible collaboration may be in the works between the two. Of course, Taylor Swift just put Katy Perry on her Apple Music playlist, with song number 13 being Katy Perry's new song, and that means a lot for Swifties. I'm just, you know what? Balls up, Taylor Swift. Can you please? Can we just?
This Sorry. Is the greatest thing ever. C is for Katy. She's a friend of me.
I'm just annoyed. I know that I'm petty. I know. I should be
You're
the bigger person.
You're not going to let it go, are you?
No. I do love Katy Perry's new song. I have said that, but I do not like who Katy Perry is as a person. I don't have a problem, Taylor, being like, yeah, the song's nice, but we're not really going to be friends. Katy sucks as a person. I do not like her at all, so that's what I'm mad about.
I hope we have a summer of Katy and Taylor music melodies.
We'll probably have a collab, I would guess. The Rock is taking a ton of heat after he posted a picture on Instagram of his 3-year-old daughter during her swim lessons. She was sitting on the edge of the pool and wasn't wearing a swimsuit, and 2.9 million people liked the image, but he ended up removing it after fans started making comments about the fact that his daughter wasn't wearing a swimsuit. So one person said, "Why is she naked though?" Another said, "I love The Rock, but this pic isn't necessary for social media. They made bathing suits for a reason." The Rock hasn't commented, but some fans came to his rescue. Some said it's tough to keep a toddler wearing anything at all, and that in many cultures, not wearing a bathing suit is normal. One commenter said, "Those who are sexualizing this picture of his daughter because she is swimming with no clothes on obviously don't know what it's like to grow up in the islands or in a Polynesian household. This is very normal and not sexual in any way with our culture." Okay, well, The Rock, is he Polynesian? He is? Okay,
the girl
but
saying yes.
Here's the thing, though. When people say things like "don't sexualize this photo," like, I agree with you, but at the same time, like, there's definitely weirdos that like and share and save those photos. You have to know in this day and age. If
that's on them, though, Alex. Those sick people.
No, it
people,
is, but you have to protect
problem.
Your child, because those photos get, when you're that famous, you have that many followers, they get screenshotted and shared around in nasty groups.
I didn't
that's
see
just
the,
what happened.
I didn't see the photo before I was taking that. Was it just like the backside of her, like just facing away?
I think so, but
yeah,
those people are psycho,
what
man.
What the hell is wrong with a cute photo of a little 3-year-old girl about to
they
swim?
They will share photos of girls in just bikinis and use it for sexual purposes. I'm telling you. It's real disturbing. So I would say better safe than sorry. Like, when I have kids, I know I'm going to be real careful about even bathing suit pictures I post to my kids, because I just know about the weirdos that are out there.
I'm just going to post photos of me and my kids, all of us naked.
Amanda Bynes is being sued by by that mental health facility where she received treatment. The actress allegedly owes this place in California more than $2,000 for a 2-day inpatient stay in February. Sources say Amanda Bynes made the decision to go to the facility after she suffered a setback, which was the result of feeling pressure of being back in the spotlight after her November 2018 Paper magazine cover. I remember being so excited she was finally back, and then she wasn't. So I hope that she gets the help she needs. And Jennifer Aniston talked about her comments she made on Ellen last week about doing a Friends reboot. She talked to Entertainment Tonight and just said basically anything can happen still.
No was getting me nowhere. Maybe was getting me nowhere. So I don't know. I thought I'd try yes. See what happened.
Anything can happen.
I have no idea, though. There's no plans in the immediate future.
So everyone calm down.
Yeah, or don't, and stay excited, and possibly something will happen.
In less than an hour, did Bradley Cooper cheat on his girlfriend with Lady Gaga?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.